Inside on Business, the News Hour, is brought to you by Merit Resources, a company that allows you to focus on your business. MeritResources.com. The Lotus Moments Event Center for your next networking event to corporate meeting, LotusMomentsEvents.com. And the Hy-Vee Market Grills of Ankeny, Urbandale, and Waukee. Make it lunch tomorrow or dinner tonight at Market Grill near you.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Inside on Business, the News Hour. Grateful that you're along for the ride with us. We do this each and every day, Monday through Friday from 5 until 6 o'clock, talking about the business news of the nation, the region, and the Des Moines metro area. And because of that, you know, we end up talking to some of our friends that are in the whole business of creating new businesses here in town. And that's such the thing that we're going to do today. Formerly with Silicon Prairie News, Jeff Wood has been a local government technology consultant. He's had a weekly podcast. It's currently, as a matter of fact, called The Welsh Avenue Show, heard on welshavenue.com. It focuses on the greater technology community here in Iowa. Recently, if you remember this story, Startup City had announced that they were not going to continue their work relationship here in the downtown area, and that allowed him the opportunity to start something called Gravitate, and that's for the local technology community. We'll find out what it is and why it is that he's doing it in just a moment. Hey, welcome to the News Hour. Good to see you again, Jeff.
Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. Thanks for coming down here. You just finished your podcast.
I did. We recorded that actually at Startup City, so I had to quickly run about six blocks along Locust to get here. But
what did you talk about today?
Today we interviewed a local entrepreneur named Ben Lefevre. He's doing a telemedicine startup platform so that people in rural areas or that don't have access to specialized care can get that through kind of like a Skype-type environment,
but through his platform.
Yeah.
Yeah, and how often do you air? You sort of air. You record it, and then it's a podcast.
Yeah, well, we stream it live when we do it. 4 o'clock every Thursday, and then we put it online, both audio and video, on Friday, typically.
Isn't it amazing how information is consumed these days?
Absolutely. I'm a huge podcast listener myself. Yeah. So once we got to the point that kind of people interested in technology, they don't have a lot of technology skills like myself could do it, I've been all over it. And obviously you've been in that arena too.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that we noticed, I think it was week 13, we took a look at our podcast that we were doing for the News Hour, and all of a sudden it was like 9,000 downloads. And
Wait
a minute. What are you talking about? How could this be? And so we started to take real close consideration about what we were doing with the podcast. We don't necessarily podcast the news because that gets, as you can well imagine, out of date pretty quickly. But we do podcast all of the interviews. And I think I counted today 329 episodes so far.
That's great. Congratulations.
Yeah, since August 26th of last
year. I can't imagine doing it daily, so you're doing good work.
Well, you know, it's one of those things that I've got the opportunity to do it. And I stop my work, my real job, at about 2:30 every afternoon, start writing the news, and then come down here and do this until about 6:30 or so. But it's been a lot of fun, you know. And we have Desmond Adams comes in on a regular basis, and he talks about ideas for career jump-starting. And Tom Swartwood is going to start coming in and talking about entrepreneurial opportunities. I think he starts next month, every other week. And so, and loaded with guests, you know, all kinds of people that have great stories to tell about their entrepreneurial startup or existing businesses like Principal. You know, so it's a lot of fun to do. So let's talk a little bit about Gravitate. This is really a unique thing. You've been in the space with Startup City for some time. Let's define Startup City, and then let's talk about Gravitate first.
Sure. Well, Startup City launched as a business incubator about 3 years ago, and a year before that, really, the idea came about. And the two individuals who are in charge of that kind of raised money. They kind of brought forth this economic development idea. The state got involved, the city, the partnership, lots of people that want to see Central Iowa grow, and they had a good time with it, but they originally launched it as a business incubator, and that part didn't really take off, unfortunately. And now that they're, and I don't mean to speak for them, but they share story as well. But as they've kind of gone forth, they realized that it was a 3-year funding window. Now the funding is running out in September, so they've decided not to go forward. But one thing that was great that happened for Des Moines in that time was the technology community really started to gravitate there, mm-hmm. which is where the name comes from. So pulling people that choose to live in Central Iowa but want to work for Silicon Valley companies or New York companies, pulling them out of their home offices and coffee shops and bringing them into an office space where they can actually interact with other people, people starting new businesses, technology companies, they were all co-locating at Startup City, just wanting to work in that exciting environment. There's lots of events there, too. And then also people who are visiting Des Moines, this happened more than one time when I was there. Somebody would just walk in and say, hey, I flew into Des Moines and drove up to Ames to visit the research park, and I wanted to see what the technology community was like here. So they just stopped in.
Yeah.
So I saw that it served these real three functions that it initially intend to, but were great outcomes from it. And that was the density of the coworkers there and the events and this front door to the technology community. And once they decided not to go on with it, a bunch of us who are part of that community said, this is important. We need to carry it on. And the end result of that is the project that we're going to gravitate.
And when you talk about technology and co-working in this type of environment, this has gone through several evolutions now. I remember one of the pioneers around here was Dan Shipton, you know, when he put his place together down in one of the warehouses.
It was called Impromptu Studio.
It was Impromptu Studio, yeah. And I remember that very well. And, you know, we look back, and that's only been 8 or 9 years ago.
Probably not even that long.
Not that long.
I moved back to Des Moines in 2009, and Impromptu was one of the first places that I went. And I've talked to Dan about, and that he's since shut that down and focusing on his core business, which is a point of sale app called Change. But I've talked to Dan. I'm like, why did you shut down? What were the reasons? And he gave me a lot of good feedback. There was another one called Foundry Coworking Alexander Grukrich did. I've talked to Alexander as well. And then to the Startup City principals, Christian and Tej as well, talking to them about what they learned as the experience. So what I think is fortuitous for where we are now that those guys didn't have is there's maybe the community's caught up to what they were trying to do.
There's an awareness. There's a much better awareness about what's going on. You don't have to reinvent the awareness aspect of this anyway.
And there's a critical mass of people at Startup City that were going to be kind of work homeless to go.
Yeah.
So we started with a critical mass of people. We've had other people that have joined. You know, we have 33 committed members, like people that are going to be in the space on day one, September 1st, and that's enough to cash flow it getting started. So so I feel really good about it as a community thing and something that can be successful.
Well, when you mentioned the word, two words, cash flow, and that's an important part of any business, whether or not it's a startup or whatever it happens to be. What's the business model here? How are you going to work this?
Well, the business model is it's kind of like a leasing arrangement, except you're joining a community. And there's different options for what that could be. So at $150, it's kind of a floating desk. So if you're working in a coffee shop, this would be equivalent to that. You come in with your laptop, you sit down, you work for the day, you get super fast internet, you know, interact with other people, use the kitchenette, those types of things. But you take your stuff with you when you leave. You can bump up to $250, and that's a fixed desk, so pictures of the kid, locked drawer, that type of thing. That's just your desk. Or you can have an office. And we actually sold out all the offices that we have, so
we started
to kind of expand. And I should say, this is in the Midland Building, 206
6th
Avenue.
We're going to talk about that, too.
So there's a lot of space there, so we actually can grow into other parts of the buildings, which is great. We've started to do that as there's continued to be interest. And the other thing that will be nice is as companies kind of grow out of what we can provide them, they can take offices in the buildings. They'll be part of the greater community without necessarily having to
Because the Midland Building does have some vacancies and some availabilities there. So the possibility for them to leave Gravitate and then go to elsewhere in the building, but yet still have that relationship.
Right. And that's one of the reasons why it's exciting
that's
to
cool
be in that
idea.
Building.
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of this conversation going on relative to technology. Why just technology? What about the other aspects of startups?
Well, technology is probably a significant piece of any business that started today. I think we start with technology when we're talking about this because you can a lot of these things are digital, so you can run them off a laptop. You don't need inventory. You don't need a storefront, at least a physical storefront, to do it. There will be people there that are doing those things that just need a space to have their office, but that's why we kind of start with that. So, and I think that the event programming that we want to do, which is a continuation of things that Startup City and lots of other people throughout Des Moines are already doing, will be as applicable to anybody that's running a business or involved in technology, not just a startup founder, as we typically call them.
And in other communities around in Iowa, are there other things like this?
Absolutely. There has been one that's real successful in Cedar Rapids called The Vault. It was in an old bank. It's joining a bigger project now called the Iowa Startup Accelerator. Coralville and Iowa City have them run through kind of economic development there. One that's really cool is called Veel Hoden in Pella, which I believe, don't quote me, but is Dutch for many hats, like people that wear many hats. People that were meeting in a coffee shop, Smoky Row down there, and they would see each other all the time. So like, why don't we get an office space and work together? And when small communities in Iowa ask me about, like, how do we create a startup city in our town? You don't want a startup city. I think what you want is what Joel Bennett's doing with Veel Hoden. And go look at that and see what a community of 10,000, however big Pella is, see what they're able to do, not necessarily what, you know, Des Moines is kind of an outlier. But check that out. But Sioux City has one. Spencer has one. Decorah has one. University of Northern Iowa has one in Cedar Falls. So these are all around the state for sure.
And it makes for a really interesting legacy, because who would have thought 15 years ago that Iowa would have been the seat of technology? I mean, that's pretty remarkable. You know, this has been a flyover state for so long, and people go, "Ah, well, yeah, hey, I'm headed out to Silicon Valley, or I'm headed to New York, or wherever I'm headed." And then all of this activity is happening right here.
I don't know that we're necessarily a seat of technology yet, but I think we want to get there, and we have some pretty remarkable companies that are helping us. What I think we have in Iowa because of that flyover nature is we have people who are committed to being here. It would be a lot easier for most of these entrepreneurs to try to do what they're doing somewhere else, but they choose to be here. And
how so would it be easier? To be picked up by somebody?
Yeah, Silicon Valley, it's easier to get funded because...
Yeah, but there's so many people there.
Well, and that's kind of been the story with Dwolla, is maybe Dwolla wouldn't have been as notable. Part of the notoriety of Dwolla is they're doing this from Des Moines.
Right.
So that's helped them with PR.
Right.
But it would be easier to kind of get started. We talked with some of the companies that have struggled to get funded here, and similar companies are getting funded in other places. You know, it might be easier to attract employees in other places, that type of thing. But because these people are committed to being in Iowa, I think it shows kind of their resolve. They're also not taking that as a limitation. So a lot of the people that will work at Gravitate, like I said, do work for these other companies. So they're taking the technology jobs that they want to get because they're qualified for them. They're choosing to live in Des Moines and working there. And I think that's kind of a cool thing about it.
Jeff Wood is with us. We're talking about Gravitate, a brand new thing that's going to be here in downtown, the Midland Building, for crying out loud. What a great site that is, too.
Yeah.
You're right in the middle of everything.
It is. Kitty corner from the courthouse, if you know the intersection. There's a coffee shop on the first floor, a restaurant going in the other half
of
the first
floor.
And
they've done a lot of renovation there, haven't they?
Yeah. It was
in the process?
It was purchased... end of last year, and they're doing a lot of renovation now to bring it up. And the owner, his name is Jeff Young. He's been great to work with. And he just said he really wants this to be a cool property and kind of an unexpected property in downtown. So when I pitched the idea of what we're thinking, he's like, yes, this should be in my building. And we're talking about artists like visual painting studios in there as well. Lots of interesting. There's some technology companies there already that will help this. And then having the coffee shop, which is kind of the meeting place for entrepreneurs on the first floor, will be good. And
I think my friends from Torsion Mobile are hanging out.
They are.
Yeah. Know them very well. Good guys. Excellent. Jeff Wood is his name. The project is called Gravitate. You still have room for folks?
We do. Absolutely.
Really? And how do folks get in touch with you to make this connection?
Yeah.
Like if they don't know you already in technology, right?
Yeah. The best way to do it is go to the website, gravitatedsm.com. There's a contact form on there. And we can add, especially in the offices are full, but we can kind of stretch into the other floors. But people that just want to be part of the co-working environment or just a supporter, we have kind of a supporter program as well. That can all be done online there.
Talk about that co-working, that interaction among individuals. Two things. One, it is interaction among other individuals. You don't have to sit in a basement someplace and, you know, think about things on your own. But is there any concern from time to time that say, okay, hey, I've got this idea for whatever this happens to be, and then somebody else goes, oh, I've got the answer to that, and then they go build it?
And kind of steal the idea?
Yeah, maybe.
There's the potential for that, and I think
never
people
seen
are...
it that bad, huh?
Well, I think this social network Facebook movie is what people tend to think about with that. I think that's pretty rare. As I kind of went through business school and we kind of talked about that issue, kind of the prevailing attitude is that you are the one most passionate about that idea. So if you don't execute on it in time, that's your failure to get it done. So someone else is not necessarily going to beat you to that. It's always there, but likely it's not going to happen. The other thing is that the more you talk about it and be around people, the more ideas you'll get to improve the idea you have.
Exactly.
If you sit by yourself and come up with an idea, it's probably not going to be successful.
Yeah, absolutely. Jeff Wood, ladies and gentlemen, it is called Gravitate. And we're going to wish you the very best as you make this thing happen. We've got a marketing tip coming up for you. Thanks so much, Jeff, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Marketing tip for you next. This is Inside on Business.
Listen, boy, I don't want to see you let a good thing slip away. You know I don't like watching anybody make the same mistakes I made. This is a real nice guy.
My computer has a virus!
Don't worry, we can fix it.
Is your computer running slow or acting strange? Call the computer doctors at iowacomputerrepair.com. Iowa Computer Repair can set up your network, clean and protect your computer from spyware, malware, and viruses, recover your data from a crash, or protect your data and secure it with an automated backup solution. Whether you use your computer for business or for personal pictures, music, and communications, you want the best performance and the safest, most secure, hassle-free computing experience. You want repairs to be affordable and confidential, too. Drop your computer off at Iowa Computer Repair in the Sherwood Redwood Forest Shopping Center on Hickman Road. Or
this computer doctor makes house calls.
That's right. With remote internet service, on-site service, or pickup and delivery, the solution to your problem can come to you. Home or office, desktop, laptop, or network. Call the computer doctors at Iowa Computer Repair today at 966-4427. That's 966-4427. Or visit them online at iowacomputerrepair.com.
Sing it.
What's in store for you when you visit Hy-Vee Market Grill? Well, you might want to sit down for this. It's right here at Hy-Vee. Hy-Vee Market Grill is a full-service, sit-down, honest-to-goodness restaurant and bar with friendly waitstaff to seat you and serve you at your table and a full menu, including fresh pastas, aged steaks, grilled seafood, and more. So come on in, have a seat, and try Hy-Vee Market Grill.
Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by the Creamer Law Firm of West Des Moines, getting things done for you. CreamerLaw.com. Triplett Office Essentials, extraordinary service and solutions for your business. Triplets.com. And Iowa Computer Repair, you want your computer to work, and that's what they do. IowaComputerRepair.com.
79 degrees in the capital city right now, 57 for a low tonight, high tomorrow, 81. Great to have Jeff Wood in the studio with us. I have followed his career a long time. He's a great friend and a good leader, and I'm expecting great things from Gravitate. Well, we've got some time for a marketing tip for you. Yesterday, I had the pleasure of addressing about 40 leaders from the world of tourism here in Central Iowa. The program that I delivered to them is called 5 in 24, 5 things any business can do in 24 hours to maximize its brand. And they're all proven low-cost to no-cost proven methods of marketing. Yeah, they really do work. So when I got to the part regarding social media, and I asked these folks in the audience, 40 people, how many of them had incorporated a blog into their marketing strategy? 7 hands went up. 7 out of 40. So clearly there's work to be done, and here are 4 solid reasons why blogging should be one of your marketing tools. And I don't care what the business is. You can be an attorney. You can be an insurance agent. You can be somebody in the world of financial affairs. It does not matter. These are 4 things that you ought to know about blogging and why it's so important. Number 1, blogging gives you voice. Sure, you've got a website, but what's your backstory? What nuggets can you share with visitors poking around on the internet that will drive traffic back to you? We think you've got plenty of stories out there, and you can use the blog to tell you that story. Use it for your voice. Blogging offers another touch point. Again, you should want to maximize the ways in which you reach out to consumers. A well-crafted blog does just that. Number 3, blogging is a quick alternative. We get it. We really do. Changing your website 2 or 3 times a week is a pain. It just ain't going to happen. We know that. You know that. Everybody knows that. However, when you create a blog that tells the story only you can tell, it's quick, easy, and it's also interactive. And finally, number 4, blogging improves your skills. You've got a story to tell about your business, and by sitting down and sharing those stories, you're going to improve your storytelling skills. And remember, people react to stories. 4 tips. Blogging gives you voice. It gives you another touch point. It gives you a quick alternative so you don't have to be changing websites all the time. And 4, blogging improves your skills. If your business is for-profit or not-for-profit, isn't incorporating a blog into your marketing efforts, don't you think that you might be missing out on an opportunity if you're not doing it? What do you think? Got a comment to that? You can reach us on Twitter. It's at @IOB_NewsHour. That's at @IOB_NewsHour. If we can ever help you with that, hey, give us a shout. Our contact information is all over everywhere. For Jeff Wood from Gravitate DSM, if you're into co-working with a bunch of other technology professionals, that could be your ticket. Go see Jeff. We thank him for coming by. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Mariah Lewis is our technical director today. Hey, Mariah. Monica Murray, another technical director. Dustin Halderson, the original technical director of the News Hour. Jimmy Olson is the voice of Insight on Business. And Mary Sayer is the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.